This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, speaking with Patty Lorenzen, Executive Director of St. Peter's Kitchen, and Paul Forte, co-chair of their annual golf tournament. How are you guys today?
Great. Doing good, Rachel. Doing good.
Well, it's great to have you guys here and be talking with you guys about St. Peter's Kitchen and your annual golf tournament.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, of course. So tell me about St. Peter's Kitchen. I want to know like your background, your mission. Lay it all out.
Well, we've been here for 39 years. We're a hot lunch program and a pantry program on the west side of Rochester. We serve about 130 people a day, and we do some emergency help, and we also run a garden, and we have been here as a support for the neighborhood.
Perfect. And then what is your guys' mission as St. Peter's Kitchen?
Our mission is to create a warm and welcoming community so that people can come and be nourished. COVID's put a real dent in that over the last year, but we're starting to see more people emerging and coming down. We are doing right now just hot lunch takeout until probably September, and then we'll be opening up our tables again, hopefully.
It is nice to see everything starting to slowly but surely getting back to a little bit more normalcy.
Absolutely.
Let's dive a little bit more into how the pandemic affected St. Peter's Kitchen.
Well, it affected us a lot because we were a dine-in ministry, and we've had to become a take-out ministry. So we had a lot of physical changes that needed to happen. We had some construction that had to be done, and we had to get our volunteers used to being on their feet the whole entire time they were here now, because we're constantly filling trays and getting them ready and, you know, moving with the crowd. So it's been really wonderful that we didn't close one day for it.
Wow.
And it's just been really, really neat to see it all come together, even though it was in such a chaotic time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even in the radio station here, we've had so many different changes. So I can imagine running a whole food kitchen and kind of community service area, how that would be a lot different with a serious disease out there.
It really has been, yes.
So without COVID, tell me what like a typical day at St. Peter's Kitchen would be like for you.
Well, we're open 8:30 to 2, and we had 150 volunteers before COVID. So we had different groups every day that would come down, and we had a staff of six that are paid staff, and the rest are all volunteers. So they'd come down and get the meal ready between 8:30 and 11:30. Then we would serve lunch from 12 till 1:15. And then we would clean up. And we were done by 2, other than administrative stuff that would go on until about 3:30, 4. So it was quite a day.
Yeah, definitely. I read that you are one of the few that welcomes all, no matter if they have income documentation or anything like that. So let's talk about that.
Well, there's about 7 main soup kitchens in the city of Rochester that are open more than 3 days a week. And I would have to say that there's probably most of us that are soup kitchens allow anybody to come. We don't take any references or documentation or anything like that. And that's just because so many of our community are homeless or transient, and they lose their IDs and things like that. And we don't want anybody to go hungry. So
yeah,
we allow everyone to come through.
Sure, yeah. It's not fun turning people away.
No, it's not. No.
And then I read also about the St. Peter's Garden of Love, which you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And then it's in partnership with Food Link and how that helps you grow in the community. I would like to touch on that as well.
Well, sure. We just do, seasonal from May till October. And we have raised beds that our community members can come and actually have a bed if they want it. Our manager of that takes care of organizing groups to come in and help with the community to grow the food. And then they can either take it home or grow it for us.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. So I know that you have your 5th annual golf tournament coming up. Let's talk about that. Tell me all about it.
I'm going to put Paul on that one.
Definitely.
Hi, yes, it is our 5th annual. We got derailed last year, like everybody, with COVID.
Yes.
So we had a virtual golf tournament last year and did the best we could with that, a virtual raffle and so forth. But we're glad to be back at Eaglevale. It's been held at Eaglevale every year. They've been wonderful hosts. I also have to mention I work at Eagle Vale, so that helped us get in there for one thing.
It definitely doesn't hurt.
They take very good care of us.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's September 10th. Tee off is at 9 o'clock. Registration starts at 7:30. It's $150 per golfer, and there are all sorts of incentives and raffles and things like that. It is one of the main fundraisers for the kitchen. My wife and I started, we were volunteers at the kitchen.
Okay.
And they were looking for fundraisers, and I opened my big mouth and said, hey, how about a golf tournament? And then before we knew it, we were gladly the co-chairman of it. And it's been very successful for us. And we're hoping this year is our best ever.
Sounds like it's going to be, especially I'm sure people are so excited just to get out and play some golf, get out in the nice sunshine.
Yes. Yeah. And even the response to the virtual golf tournament blew us away. You know, they could not actually get out and golf, but they were willing to help us out in a golf-related activity. And we had several raffle prizes, and we did fairly well, considering.
I was saying, you worked with what you had.
Yes, exactly right, as everybody has.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. How do people get involved with the tournament? How do they sign up? Tell me all about that.
We have a brochure, and I believe it's also online, Patty, at the kitchen.
Yes, we have a website, St. Peter's Kitchen, stpeterskitchen.org, and that will give them basic information. Right now, calling us at 235-6511 is probably their best bet, because our website is being updated as we speak. So, and if they just leave their name and address, we can send them out a brochure.
Yeah, awesome. And singles can join. You can join as a foursome.
And it's for men and women, too.
Men and women. We have a men's flight and a woman's flight and prizes for each.
Okay.
And dozens of great raffle prizes. So it's just a great event, and all the people. And the people that partake in it, a lot of them are not avid golfers, but they're looking for a way to support, you know, St. Peter's Kitchen, because they love the kitchen and its mission so much.
Absolutely.
We would love to expand, you know, and so hopefully your radio listeners would spread the word, anybody that's interested, because I know there's a lot of golf tournaments out there, but this really is a special cause, at least in our hearts anyways.
Oh, for sure. This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, talking with Patty Lorenzen, Executive Director of St. Peter's Kitchen, and Paul Forte, co-chair of their annual golf tournament. Now, you talked about how there was a $150 fee per golfer or for tournament. Does that money go towards anything, towards the kitchen, or let's talk about that a little.
Patty, you got that?
It definitely goes towards the kitchen.
Yeah.
It is a fundraiser. They do get breakfast and a very nice dinnerish lunch.
Ooh.
So that will be included in their fee, plus tea prizes and little gifts of food along the way.
And Patty's special cookies, too. She gets cookies in each of the baskets to each of the golfers.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That's worth $150 right there. No, I'm
exactly.
I'm not sure. Every penny goes right back to the kitchen.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How impressive.
Sorely needed. So it's great.
Yeah. Do you guys participate in the golf tournament?
I usually play in it. My wife, who is co-chair, kind of runs the operation of registration and the raffle and so forth. It's a family thing. But I usually play in it. Patty supervises everything.
There we go. So I've never played golf before, but it sounds like it's be a really, really fun time there.
Come on out.
I might have to.
Best ball, so that makes it even more fun.
and certainly stop by. We'd love to see you there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's September 10th.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, yeah, you might have to teach me how to swing, but I can definitely try.
you can come by just for the cookies if you want.
Those did intrigue me, I will have to say. So how can people in the community of Rochester contribute to St. Peter's Kitchen?
Oh, my gosh. In so many ways, but volunteering is probably our biggest way. Right now, because of COVID, we're limited as to how many volunteers we can handle. Hopefully that will change over the next year. But donating, food drives, we actually even have some groups that do candy bags or special holiday bags for our community. We do a toy drive. We do a backpack drive for the kids. So there's tons of ways to become involved.
That's great. I know people are always looking to get involved in the community. I've actually only been here for a few short months, and I've seen people wanting to get involved more and more. So if you heard
Rochester is an amazing city for generosity.
It seems so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you are looking to get out and volunteer, St. Peter's Kitchen is looking for your help.
And they're located on the Brown Street down in the Bullshead area.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to say your address, Patty?
681 Brown Street.
Perfect.
Rochester, New York, 14611.
And they can just come on down to inquire?
Yep, or give us a call at 585-235-6511.
Beautiful. What else are you looking forward to as we start to get back to some normalcy with St. Peter's Kitchen?
Oh, just a lot more community relationships. You know, it's been very strained over the past year, and we just haven't had the time because of the distance and because of the getting the food out to really build community. We're looking forward to getting back to building community again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just it's very important.
Sit and talk with people and, yeah.
I know people miss face-to-face.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else either of you would like to add?
No. Well, just thank you so much for having us on today, and hope that this tournament is very successful.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, I hope so, too. And I'm sure those cookies.
10th.
September 10th at what golf club again?
Eaglevale Golf Club in Fairport.
There we go.
Tee off at 9 in the morning.
Tee off at 9. Come on down and try Patty's cookies.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Rachel.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
Have a great day.
Bye.